The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells the story that a man was Mekadosh and Isha Ba'avnon de Kuchla, a very inexpensive little pebble that was blue. And the question was it Shavuot Pruta at the time that he was Mekadosh and wasn't known? So around a week or two later, or whatever, a month later, so the Shaila was brought to Rav Chisda, so he was, Yilas Achisda became Mishaila, he was looking into it, whether to Shavuot Pruta. Was it helped that he looks at it now? Maybe on the day, 2 weeks ago, maybe when the boy gave it to the girl, maybe at that time it was Shavuot Pruta. Just because today it's not Shavuot Pruta, why should I assume that it wasn't Shavuot Pruta 2 weeks ago? So that's called Chazaka Dehashta. Just like there's a Chazaka Nemekara, Chazaka Nemekara is learned out, status quo is learned out from the Pasuk, V'yotza HaKoyen Pesach HaBayis, this Geras HaBayis. The Kohen looks at the Negat Tzaras and he sees that it has a Shir Kigris. Then he walks out of the house. If he's going to stay in the house when he declares that the bais is tummy, he'll become tummy. He does want to become tummy, so he walks out of the house. He's permitted to become tummy, but he's only muzah not to become tummy to masmeis. But it's stupid. Why should he stand in the house and declare that it's tummy, become tummy? What does he need the headache for? So it says, V'yosel pesach habais, v'hizgeres habais. He walks out and he declares that the bais is tummy, the bais is habais muzgar. So the Gemara in Chulin, in the first paragraph, David Aleph, raised the question, how does he know that it still has a shear kigris? Maybe when he looked at it, it had a shear kigris. Maybe the shear shrank. So the Gemara says, let's say he comes at the end of the week and he sees the shear shrank. So you have to be metayer the bias because it was muzgar for the week. How do you know it was, maybe the hezgar was incorrect? Maybe it shrank in between the time that he saw the neger and the time that he declared that it's tummy. Because taras, until the kohen declares that it's tummy, it's not tummy. So maybe it shrank. We see at the end of the week that it did shrink. So how do you know that it shrank after the kohen was mazger the bais? Maybe it shrank before he was mazger. The whole hezger was meaningless. He had no right to be mazger it. So the Gemara says, you see from the parsha, v'yotza al kohen mechutz labais, v'hizger is habais, that yishtel of chazok, yifal chazok the meikor. So that's status quo. The way it was a minute ago, we assume it didn't change. Even though you have a reis late, even though you see at the end of the week that it did shrink, so you don't know when it shrank. The whole thing is spooky. Tzaras batim, the whole thing is only upset. L'mayla menateva only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The whole adinim don't apply in Chutz Lortz, and maybe it shrank in between the reis anega and the psak hakoin. There was no hezger, so we assume not so. We assume the hezger was a hezger, and it shrank later. So who adinami? Over here, if you have a chazaka de hashta, Rav Chisda looks at the avna de kuchla today, and he sees that it doesn't have a shavuot pruta. He doesn't know whether 2 weeks ago it had a shavuot pruta or not. So we go chazaka de hashta, we go backwards. So then, the Gemara continues. But somebody else was mekadosh the girl after the first, and Rav Chisda doesn't hold up from Shmuel's din, shavuot pruta b'madai, that she's going to be mekadosh. He doesn't hold like that. That's how the Gemara of Chizda lo yisavu l'kidu Shmuel. He doesn't hold like Shmuel. So he said that since it's not Shavuot Pruta today, we assume it wasn't Shavuot Pruta a month ago, and therefore she's not Mekudesh. So then the Gemara says, but the mother of the first chosin or the second chosin, someone's mother, stuck in her 2 cents, and she said that she knows for a fact that it was Shavuot Pruta on the day of Kiddushim. So the Gemara said, Rav Chizda gives it back, he barks back, you're not Nemenis. It's a double shabir, we have to have 2 kosher eight. So yesterday when we were running through the Gemara, the kasha was raised, maybe we should treat this like a gila milsa bialma, like the moshe was given, that a sandal shachalitza has to be made from leather, and if it's from other materials, it's not acceptable. So the pashta says, the poskim assumed that Eidechot would be believed to ascertain, even though to say that a person performed chalitza is considered a davish of the erva. That's a beferish gemara. That's considered a davish of the erva. Even though one could have argued that not, one could have argued that such a tosis rid that the heti of amalashuk is not a davish of the erva because there's no chi of misa. To say that a woman is an eshes ish and not an eshes ish, that's a davish of the erva. To say that a woman is a soita zinsa asuila baila, therefore the husband has to divorce her, so he loses his wife, that's considered davish of the erva. But to say that the Yavama Lashuk, that the Yavam died, so one could have argued the point and said that that's not a Dovah Shabbi Erva, because all you have is an Isa Lav, It's only an isa lav. You're not dealing with ishus and non ishus. No chiyav misa. Not made from leather, the whole chalitza is no good. So one could have said the whole issue is only erechadam v'isurim. That's such a Tosis rid. That Tosis rid on Yesh Nechlin says like that. So Rabbi Chaim Moser shows that it's against the Gemara. With all due respect to the Rabbi Tosis rid. So the Feresh Gemara and Yavamah that Yavamah Lashuk is a Dovish B'yav. You do need Shnei Eid. So nonetheless, the Poskim can give this mashal. Eid Echad would be believed to say that this shoe is made from leather. It's not imitation leather. Because that's considered a Gila Milsa B'yam. So that was a question was raised over here. The mother is not saying Niskacha, lo Niskacha. The mother is saying whether it was Shavar Pruta or not. That's like saying whether the shoe is kosher lechalitza or not. So maybe we should see over here that Eid Echad should be believed. That was the kasha that was raised. So some came up with an ingenious answer that even if you say Eid Echad is good, but the Ashkenazim hold la locha, the machlokes and machaber and Rama, the Ashkenazim hold like the Bali Atesus, that Eid Echad can eger a chazoka zayna neman. So over here, since Rav Chisda, this is a question. Since Rav Chisda already, is this called Keneger HaChazaka? Rav Chisda looked at Abnu de Kuchla today, and he established that today it's not Shavar Pruta. Based on what it looks like today, he goes back, he looks in retrospect, it didn't change. Status quo is in both directions. If it's not Shavar Pruta today, we assume it was never Shavar Pruta. And if it was Shavar Pruta once, we assume it's still Shavar Pruta. It's the same chazaka. Chazaka the hashta going backwards, chazaka the meikora going forwards. The same chazaka. So since Rav Chisda already, Iyin bo, Mishayer bo, he looked at it, he established that today it's not Shavar Pruta. So this Avnu de Kuchla is becheskas that it's not Shavar Pruta. So if the mother's going to say, like an Eid Echad, Nem Visurim, we'll say, Gila Milsaviyam, the mother's going to say, I know for a fact that on that day, it was a Shavar Pruta, so that should be considered Eid Echad Keneged HaChazok. So that's a possible answer. That could be. The Chachmei Svarot hold that it's not true. There is no such thing. Eid Echad Keneged HaChazok is Nema. And even if you hold like the Ramah Paskins, like the Bali HaTesis, Eid Echad Keneged HaChazok is Eina Nema. Eid Echad Nema Visurim doesn't apply Keneged HaChazok. This is a shot. Is this really Keneged HaChazok? Because Rav Chisda looked at it first. If we wouldn't know one way or the other, we wouldn't know. We didn't begin to look into it yet. We just know the story. The man was Mekadosh and Isha with Avna de Kuchla, and the din is that if it's Shavar Pruta Mekadosh and not, then you don't know whether it's Shavar Pruta. So what would you say? The girl is Becheskas Penuya. The girl is Becheskas Penuya, so the mother is saying Keneger HaChazaka. The mother is saying, that's what it means. It's Keneger HaChazaka, because to begin, the whole story begins, the girl is Becheskas Penuya. So the mother who summoned the boy's mother, either the first boyfriend or the second boyfriend, the mother sticks in her 2 cents and she says that it was Shavar Pruta on that day. So that's Keneged HaChazaka Cheskas Penuya. Or do you mean that it's Keneged HaChazaka because Rav Chisda looked at it first? I don't know. You gotta know how Chazaka works. You have to know half a shas to know whether Chazaka is this called Keneged HaChazaka. I don't know. It's a very good kashin and it's a good suggestion of a teretz. Okay, someone should write in the Beis Yitzchak the kasha with the teretz and work on it to see if it's really correct or not. What to work on. So the Gemara on Yud Beis on the Beis is giving a whole list of nasty things that are improper to do, and Rav would give Makas Mardas. You have a klal, who gets Malkas there, right? So whoever violates an aver that's similar to Losachsim Shorbedisha, Dumi Dalab da Chasima. Because in Chumash, the two are written next to each other in Chumash Dvar. Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim. So it says, V'hayo in bin hakos harasha, v'hi pil al shofet, v'kol lefonov, that if the Rosha deserves Malkus, the Bezin should give him the Malkus. And that appears in the Chumash right next to the Pasuk, Losachsim Shorbedisha. So that's how well the Tanoim established the klal, that who gets Malkus, the Araisa, one who violates an aver that's similar to Losachsim Shorbedisha. Here we're not talking about Rab Mangid. This is not Malkus Deraisa. Rab did have smicha, but he didn't have bezna. 3 people had smicha. They're not giving Malkus Deraisa. This is Makas Mardas. So that's the din. Bez makam yonshin shalom in a din lohai rosho on the migda milsa. If they feel that it's necessary. So So if people are getting away with shtick that are improper, so they deserve to be bopped over the head. So Rav would give Makas Marnas. So what did he give Makas Marnas? Rav Manger a whole list. Aman Bekadesh Bishuka. He makes a whole public spectacle of getting married. It's supposed to be a private affair. Not supposed to get married Paglam. An Mekadesh Bidbiya. That's improper. On the Mekadesh below Shiduchim, he goes and elopes. He should have first gotten engaged, and then told the parents about it, and then it's not right. The Mekadesh below Shiduchim. Adam Avatal Gita. Adam Avatal Gita. What's Adam Avatal Gita? So Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Rashi says a man gives a get to a shliach to deliver to his wife, then he tells the shliach, don't give the get. So what's so bad? He changed his mind. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. What's the other area? What are you afraid of? The shliach is going to give the get against the wishes of the husband? He's not going to do that. So what's the hashash? What's the nasty thing that he did? So Taisa doesn't understand what Rashi said. So what did Taisa say? No. It goes, when you're mevatel get shaloi b'fnei hashaliach. What's the issue? Today, you want to notify somebody in Eretz Yisrael, in New Zealand. You want to notify someone in South Africa. So you text them, you send them a message. Within a half a minute, he knows what you want. You call them on the phone, you send them an email, everybody knows. Years ago, there was no communication like this, long-distance communication. So if the husband sends the shliach to give the get to the wife, and the shliach is on his way, then the husband changes his mind, he's mevatel shliach, mevatel get, and he says he shouldn't give it. How's he going to notify the shliach not to give the get? How's the wife going to know not to rely on the get that the shliach is giving? The husband said, I don't want the shliach. So he cancels the shlichus. So the husband's being mevatel shlichus is a big michshol. His mamash lifnei, the shliach is going to give the get, and the woman is going to think that she's divorced and she's allowed to be married. It's going to be an eshes ishes insult. He's mevatel get shlo b'fnei shlich. So they made a takanim b'fnei tikkun ha'olam in the middle of Gittin. You have a series of mishnayos, mishnah after mishnah after mishnah after mishnah. All the dinim b'fnei tikkun ha'olam has their prusbul. Hillel made a takana prusbul b'fnei tikkun ha'olam. They made a takana that whoever the apartment in which they always put the erev, the box of matzahs in the building, should continue to leave the erev there b'fnei tikkun ha'olam. A whole list of takanas. What is this doing in the middle of Gittin? They put in about the Takana the Erev, and they put in about the Prusbal. There's nothing to do with Gittin, because the Mishnah, beginning of HaShaleach, gives you this Takana b'fnei tikkun ha'olam. It's an Avla Gedola, it's an Avera, that the husband should be mevatel l'shliach, shaloi b'fonav, because the shliach won't know, and the wife won't know, she's going to remarry, based on the shliach giving her the get, and she'll be an eshes ishes insa. So you're not allowed to be mevatel l'shliach, shaloi b'fonav, and if you did it, Rav Manger Aman de mevatel l'shliach. Rav would give Makas Marnas. So the question is, why did he give Makas Marnas? What's the din over here? If the husband is Mevatel Shliach Shaloi Befanov, so on the level of the Raisa, the Bitl is valid, and the get is no good. And the wife thinks that she's divorced, and she's not divorced. And with the Rabbanon, the Tanoim said, you're not allowed to do that. What if he doesn't listen to the Tanoim? He goes ahead, and he is Mevatel. So do you leave it on the din, the Raisa, Bitl Mevutl? This is called some machlekes hatanaim. They say bitla mevutl, they say bitla ena mevutl. The end of the Tosis is all the mevatel gita. So bitla mevutl means they made a takana de rabbanon, and it's prohibited to do that. You're not permitted to be mevatel the shliach, shalai b'fanav, because it's going to be a big michshol. But if you went ahead and you did it, so they're not going to change the din there. I said the get is bitla mevutl, and the woman is takanesh ish who's being mezana. So that's a big michshol. So we understand if you hold bitla mevutl. We understand why Rav would give Makas Mardus aman de mevatel gita. What if you hold bitla ena? Why? But then there's another opinion. We pass in bitla ena mevatel. That since midrabbanan they prohibited you from being mevatel get, so even if you are mevatel get, the get is not bottle and the get is still good, and the woman may remarry. How can that be? V'chiyeshkach v'achachamim lakadom ben ator bikumi. So on the level of the rice of the woman is still an eshes ish. Because the husband was mevatel shlichus, but the shliach didn't know. The husband was mevatel after the shliach left, and he has no way to contact. The husband has no way to contact the shliach. There's no email. There's no cell phone. There's no way to tell him that he shouldn't give the get. So on the level of the raisa, the get is bottle. The shliach is bottle. The get is bottle. On the level of the rabbanon, we say no. The get is good. She's allowed to remarry. But on the level of the raisa, she's still an eshes ish. How do the chacham have the authority to permit an Eishes Ish to remarry. So the Gemara says, based on Afkin or Rabbanon le Kiddushin Mene. That's how it says in the Gemara. Afkin Rabbanon le Kiddushin Mene. So Tosis on the last line raises the question. If you paskin the way we do la locha filaman da mahasam, and get according to that opinion, bitlo eina mevutla of the husband is mevatla get. So the takana the Rabbana was, you're not allowed to do that, and if you did it, the get is not butl, eina mevutla. And the get is good, so what's the michshol? So what's the, so there's no takala. The husband didn't cause any takala, the get is still good. We just ignore what he said. So why do you give him akas mardis? If you hold bitloi mevutal, they left the din on a din deraisa. The husband is mabatal get shalav ifnei ashliach, and the shliach is going to go, the shliach went on his way, right? He's going to give the get, he's not going to know that it's already mevutal, and the wife is going to be married, so that's a terrible michshol. So the husband deserves to get makas mardis. He deserves more than makas mardis. That's all we can give him. We give him makas mardis. What is makas mardis? Malkas deraisa is 39 times malkas. What's makas mardis? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that one who does malacha yantav sheni shel golias gets makas mardis. The first siman of hilchas yantav is hilchas yantav rishon. Second siman of hilchas yantav sheni. So it says in the second siman in hilchas yantav, that one who does malacha on Yantav Sheni gets makas mardis. And Magen Avraham there has a discussion. What is makas mardis? He quotes an opinion that is 13 malkas. Instead of 39 malkas, you give 13 malkas. And others disagree that it's not. You get the regular 39 malkas. The discussion, what exactly is makas mardis? But the question is, why does he, if you hold bitla, enem avutl, that he didn't cause any michshol, so why are we giving him makas mardis? So that's what Tosfos says on the last line. I feel the lamad the yom ha'asim, the way we pass in bitla ainam avutal, because apkino abani kedusha minay mikom makom. Why does he deserve makas mardis? Harei motzi laz al aget. The get is kosher, but he's going to tumble. He's going to tell everybody that the get was no good, and the children from the second husband are mamzerim, and they're not. So he's being motzi laz al aget. So therefore, we say he deserves to be bopped over the head. So we give him makas mardis. So he mentioned yesterday that in Eretz Yisrael in the Rabbanut, sometimes when they have a situation where a woman didn't get a get and she married someone else, or she had a mamzer, she has a mamzer, however, with her second husband, without a second husband, whatever the story is, so sometimes the Rabbanut will get, if it'll work out, they'll ask the first husband to send a get to his wife, Al Yedei Shliach. And then after the shliach goes on his way, then they'll tell the husband he should be mebatal again. Shalai b'fanav. Why? Because the Tosfos is there in Gitna, not Gemara, where the Gemara says that, how does it work? The way we pass in bitla, ena mebatal get is good, but on the level of the raisa, the get is no good. Husband is mebatal again. So the Gemara says, afkin abani kedusha minei. That's the way it works. Afkin abani kedusha minei. So Tosfos asks, really? Yichol mamzer mitaher. Is a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Later in Kiddushin has such a discussion. In the end of the third parak, how can you be Mitahir Mamzer? Even if the Mamzer marries Beheta, the children are still got to be Mamzer. Let's say the Mamzer marries a Mamzeris, or the Mamzer marries a Gioris, or a Gior marries a Mamzeris, one way or the other. So it's all Beheta, but the children are still Mamzer. If a woman, so the Mishnah has a discussion, a fellow is a mamzer, what can he do to get married that his children should not be mamzer? So the Mishnah gives you an etzah. But it's a very unusual etzah. He should marry a shivcha knainis and then have children, and then free the children, and then free the wife, a whole complicated story. So Tosfos says, I have an easier solution. Whenever there are mamzerim, whenever a couple is married, and the wife has a child from a different man other than her husband, either she married a second time or she just had mamzer, not from the husband. So tell the husband to give his wife a get, and she give the get to a shliach to deliver to the wife, and the husband will be mvatl the shliach shalev ifnei shliach. And there you have it. The chachamim will apply the rule of afkinu abani kedushim minei. So it will come out she was never married retroactively. She was never married to the first husband. So nobody's a mamzer. So Tosfos says, wow, Yechol Mamzerim Leitor, if there is such a thing, Avkin Abani Kedusha Menetz. It's Gloy and Wilson and Marfeh, she was never married to the first husband.
Many of you found this agree.
That's Tosis' question. That's Tosis' asked the question. Is that so? So Tosis has two answers. So one answer is Anachinami. Anachinami. Then Tosis has another answer. No. They think this whole din that Bitloy Eina Mevutal, if the husband is Mevatal the get, Shadoi Bifnei HaShaliach, so you're not allowed to do that. That's a terrible michshol, because the shliach is going to give the get, and the woman is going to think that she's married, she won't know that it's not valid. So therefore they made a takana of Bitloy Eina Mevutal the get, is not Batal get. What do you mean the get is good, but the get is no good? It means that we declare she was never married in the first place. This is only if it happened like that. If it happened that the husband was mevatel shliach shloi b'fanav, so then the chachamim felt there's a tzorach to make a takana, because it's got to be a michshol. So then takana afkin rabbani kedusha minei. But over here, the fellow is abusing the system. They made a takana the rabbanim because of a michshol. He's using this takana. He heard that his wife had an affair with someone else, and she had a mamzer, and he wants to be mitar the mamzer. It's not his job, but he wants to be mitar the mamzer. So he gives her, he does a shtick, he gives her a get that is mevatle in order to be mitar mamzer. So Tosis says in the second explanation that the takana de rabbanan afkeinu only was formulated, only applies in a situation where it turned out like that the husband was mevatle get shlo b'fanav. But if the motivation to be mevatle shlo b'fanav is in order to be mitar the mamzerim, then there's no takana de rabban. So those are two days in Tosis. So that's 100 years ago, there was a famous pasuk who was known as the Maharsham. He was the rabbi in Berzhan. That's a city in Galicia. So he was known as a very big mekel. And the Darkei Tshuva has a likut of achrayim. Darkei Tshuva is by the Minkachim on Yerideya. So he has a likut of all the achrayim on Yerideya. He writes in the introduction, he quotes a lot from the Maharsham, but you got to take it with a few ounces of salt. He's a very big mekel, and you got to be careful. He has the wild kudos from the Maharsham. You shouldn't rely on them. You can think about it, but you shouldn't rely on them. So that's a shada here. The Maharsham is the one who recommended you can rely on that opinion in Tosfos, that if you give the get, if the motivation to give, to be mevatel shlech shlei b'fanav, was in order to be metam ramzer, it's also okay. It's also metam ramzer. It's a very fluky sheet. The Pashtus is the other way. Whenever the Chacham made a takana b'nei tikkun olam, and you're abusing the system, let's say we have a takana, all the Medinas made a takana of declaring bankruptcy. A person declares bankruptcy. So they made a takana b'nei tikkun olam. If the guy's going to make a mistake in business and he'll fall in and he's going to owe $100 million, he'll never creep out of it. So he'll never be able to breathe for the rest of his life till the day that he dies. He's going to have to pay off all the money that he owed. So they made a takana, he can declare bankruptcy and start all over again. Yeah, but there are people that you know and I know, they keep on every 7 years, they declare bankruptcy again. They make money and they shift the money in private accounts. The children's account, the wife's account, and then they declare bankruptcy. They're abusing the system. They're declaring bankruptcy not to give them a break. They want to cheat the whole world. So that's a question, whether the takana, this takana of declaring bankruptcy, al pi pashtus, applies even if all the parties involved are Jewish. We usually assume that dina de malchus adina, that the law of the land is binding, only applies at least if one of the parties is a non-Jew. If all the parties involved are Jewish, then din machusa does not apply. So years ago, there were in New York, Jewish landlords that would only rent to Jews. They didn't want to rent to non-Jews because they were taking more than the law allowed. They were taking more than the rent control laws allowed. Then there were Jewish owners of factories that would only hire Jews. They wouldn't hire non-Jews because they weren't paying the minimum wages. And these wise guys knew that it says in Chosh Mishpat that Din and the Machus Din doesn't apply when all the people involved are Jewish. So here, the landlord with the tenants are Jewish, and the owner of the factory with the workers, they're all Jewish. So the rent control, the minimum wages don't apply. So at that time, Rav Henkin was the big rabbi, big Pesach in New York at that time, before Rav Moshe came to America. So he wrote a whole essay that Din and Machusa doesn't apply if all the parties involved are Jewish. That's Din Echoivul and Mazik and Malva Veloive. Those kind of Din, Mecca, Chamemka, those laws don't apply. But if the government made a Takonim of Netikin Oilam, so that those Takonis apply even if all the parties involved are Jewish. So the Pashto says that the laws of bankruptcy also apply. If all the parties involved are Jewish, it also applies. Yeah, but now the shaila is, if a person declares bankruptcy in such a way to abuse the system, not that is a bitter rachmanis on him, not that he fell in, he didn't fall in. He's cheating everybody. He makes a lot of money and he hides all of his assets, and then on the books, on paper, he declares bankruptcy and he doesn't want to pay anybody. So that's, I would have said, my heart would say, we should follow the other opinion in Tosis, not this opinion. That the Yichalim Amzerim Leitorim. No, if what motivates you to be Mevata L'Shliach Shalai B'Fanav is in order to be Metar the Mamzerim, or what motivates you to declare bankruptcy is in order to cheat everybody, I would have said, like the other opinion in Tosis, that the Takana never was formulated. Takana shouldn't apply in such a case.
The law doesn't apply either.
Law doesn't apply either if they ascertain, if they ascertain that will motivate.
If you transferred assets illegally,
well, let's say he can probably do everything legally. He can probably get a good lawyer who can do everything in such a way to make everything legal.
It was just an article about it. It's still illegal.
It's still illegal.
If he does it with that intent, it's illegal.
Okay. So I would have said like the law. I would have said like that opinion in Tosfos, that if what motivates you to be mevatel l'shliach shelo b'fanav is in order to be metar d'mamzerim, then it doesn't take effect. And even if it would, let's say, even by bankruptcy, even if it would, so there's a tosefta in there are three Toseftas that contradict each other, two Toseftas in Bava Kamma and one Tosefta in Gittin. If you have a doctor, years ago there was a big spiel about malpractice. They were suing all the doctors right and left, I guess they're still doing it now, for malpractice. So what's Takada Din? If a Roife Shekilkel, a doctor, by mistake, harmed the patient. So if he did, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if he did what's common practice, this is standard procedure on the books. That's what the medical books recommend. Every couple of years, they keep on changing the medical procedures. So if someone is going to practice medicine today like they practiced 50 years ago, so that's not right. Because we moved on from that, and we know that that's not right. That was ridiculous. But B'shaito, at the time that the person is practicing medicine, if that's the standard practice, that's the standard procedure. So you can't say he's a Roife Shekilkel. He did the way they taught him in medical school. But you have to keep on reading the latest research and the latest studies to be up on what they're doing today. So what's the din? The doctor didn't, by mistake. He harmed the patient by mistake. So is he chayv to pay or not? So there are three Toseftas. So two in Bava Kamma and one in Gittin. So one Tosefta, I think, is in the second Perek in Bava Kamma. So it says he's chayiv to pay. Tosefta later in the seventh Perek in Bava Kamma says he's pata to pay. He's already a steer. Then the Tosefta in Gittin says pata medini yad mechayiv medini shemai. Yes, no, maybe. All the three logical possibilities. Chayiv pata, pata medini yad medini shemai. So which is it? It's a plia. So the Yosemech says it's not a steer. As Meir said, it's not a steer. The Tosefta in the second Perek in Bava Kamma, the Tosefta usually corresponds to the Mishnayos. So at the end of the second Perek in Bava Kamma, there's a Mishnah that says, Odomon li'olam b'im shogig b'im amezit b'im yonis b'im yirotzen. So the Gemara says that din, Odomon li'olam b'im shogig b'im amezit, even though he was lo'nis kabin lahazik at all, is only goes on Nezik, not on Sari b'shevis b'shevis. I smashed your automobile, or I harmed you personally. So, achoyv b'chavera is chayv to pay nezik even b'shegig and ba'oynis. But to pay tzari b'shevis b'oishes, you have to have some kind of pshia. If there was no pshia, you're not chayv to pay. So the first tosefta is in the second parak of Bava Kamma, corresponding to the Mishnah, odemun li'olam b'mishegig b'mimezit. So if you achoyv b'chavera, the doctor is doing chavol b'chavera, is not doing masik, is doing achoyv. So Nezik is chayv to pay, period. Then the other Tosefta is in Perek HaChayvah, in the 8th Perek or so, later on Bava Kamma, and it talks about Tzari, Peshevis, and Boshes. So there the Gemara says, you only chayv to pay Boshes if Niskaven Levayish or Niskaven Lachbol Bechaveiro. So the doctor certainly was not Niskaven Lachbol and not Niskaven Levayish. And the tzari pesheves, also you only pay if there's some kind of pshia. So if the doctor really didn't do any pshia, so then the whole thing was an oinus, then the tosefta is correct, that he's not chayv to pay. The tosefta in Gittin that says, pat medin adim, mechay medin shamayim, that's in the middle of Gittin. What's it doing in the middle of Gittin? In the middle of Gittin, and Mishnah is having the tosefta, has barichas yisera, barchavi yisera, all the dinim of mitnei tikkun ha'olam. All the takanas rabbanu hilul hiskim pruzbum mitnei tikkun ha'olam. And all the other takanas, not to be mabatal get shaloi b'fnei ashlech b'fnei tikkun ha'olam. A whole series of Tosefta, Mishnayis, and then Toseftas. So then the Tosefta has another Takana, Mnei Tikkun Ha'olam. When they started suing all the doctors years ago because of malpractice, so they realized they can't, a doctor who has a brain realize he better not stay in medicine. All he has to do is make one little mistake, and they'll sue him for billions of dollars, and then he'll, for the rest of his life, he'll never get out of this. So the Tanoim were concerned about that. Tanoim were also concerned. Last year we learned Sanhedrin, I think. So in Sanhedrin also, a Talmud Chacham who was part of a Din Torah, and the Bezin made a mistake, and they awarded someone money that he wasn't entitled to. So sometimes the Din is that Mishalim Bebeisa. Sometimes the Psak of the Bezin remain. There are cases where the Bezin has the right to reverse the Psak. In many cases, the Bezin does not have the right to reverse the Psak, and they have to pay from their pocket the hefsed that they caused. So if you have an intelligent Dayan who knows Chosh Mishpat well, he'll be afraid to participate in the Din Torah. He'll give a shiur in the yeshiva. He'll work on Kisvei Yad. Why should I get involved in a Din Torah? I can make a slight mistake, and I'll never be finished. I'll have to pay all of my life savings. I'll have to pay. Or why should I practice medicine? Let's say I'm a very talented doctor, but I realize I can make a mistake. Why should I practice surgery? Why should I practice medicine? I may make a mistake, and I'll have to pay. And I'll be ruined for the rest of my life. So this may discourage talented dayanim from going into Dini Torah field, and talented surgeons, talented doctors from going into medicine. They won't want to do it. Sataka, I knew a boy who learned here in the yeshiva. He was in my shia. And he went to a medical school, and then he was so nervous about the lawsuits, so he went into medical supplies. He's a rich balabas now. He lives in Chicago. Big shot. He's no longer a doctor. He sells medical supplies. No one's going to sue him. There's not going to be any lawsuits there. So I don't know how gewaldic he was. Maybe he wasn't so good. Maybe it was a smart thing that he left. I don't know. But the Tanoim were concerned that the qualified doctors will run away from medicine, and the qualified dayanim will run away from doing the inter. So they made a takana that if the Bezin gives him authorization and encourages him to practice medicine or to practice chves, the top 5% of the graduates of medical school, and the top 5% of the people who get yodni yodin, so they want to encourage them to go into dayanis and to go into medicine. So they say, imto lo yishalmo. If they make a mistake in medicine, if they make a mistake in a Din Torah, we relieve them, they don't have to pay. So the Tosefta in Gittin, that's in the middle of Gittin, in the middle of all the Takanas Mepnei Tikkun Olam. So they throw in this Takana also, that if a doctor was Chayvo Bachavero, he caused Chavola. You're not talking about Tzari Peshevis Boshes. Tzari Peshevis Boshes, there was no Niskaven. There was no Pshia, and there was no Neskaven Lachvo, so he won't have to pay. That's a Tosefta in Hachayvo, in Bavakam. But we're talking about Nezik. The Nezik is Adam Udli Olam, Mikra Adin, you have to pay. That's the first Tosefta in Bavakam. So now the Tosefta in Sanhedrin says that if he's not al Rishus, if the Dayan has Rishus from the Melech, or from the Reish Galusa, from the Nasi, to practice Dayanis, or the Reife has Rishus to practice medicine, and Rishus means told Oyishalmu, he's from the top 5%, and we want to relieve him if he makes a mistake, we don't want him to pay, because we don't want to discourage him from remaining in the field. So then the Tosefta says, he's pat medin yod, mechai bedin shamayim. So in other words, whenever Mi'ikaret din someone is chayiv, and mid the Rabbana we pat to him, pnei tikkun ha'olam, so we say, bedin shamayim, b'bol lotzei d'shamayim, he really should pay. So let's say a person declares bankruptcy, honestly declares bankruptcy, and then he starts a new business afterwards. And afterwards he does very well. So he should really pay back all the money to all of the Bali Chavis, the Jews and the non-Jews alike, because the Takanim of Mnei Tikkun Olam is Pata Medini Adam, but still Chai Medini Shemaim. They only Pata Mnei Tikkun Olam. So then if he ever becomes rich, he really should pay. What's that? That's that Tosefta.
Just going back, why did the Rabbanim and the Chachamim comfortable applying a Kinnan Rabbanim Kedushim to a case of Motilaz and a Get? They never were comfortable applying it to Mamzerim to begin with. I mean, the fact that they have the ability to uproot a Kedushim, but they choose not to do it for cases of Mamzerim. Why wouldn't they apply the same this principle to save the world from having Mamzerim in it?
In Chumash, there is an institution of Mamzeres. Here, the girl is not at fault over here. The Shliach didn't do anything wrong. The Shliach was authorized by the husband to give the get. He gave it. He didn't realize that the husband changed his mind. The husband did an Avla, changing his mind after he sends the Shliach out. He has no way to contact the Shliach. So the girl has she remarries. It's an Avla. It's not her fault. It's an Avla on the part of the husband. So they felt bad for the girl. So they said, you're not allowed to do that. And if you did, we declare bitlo ainam avutl. It's not chal, because you had no right to do it. But a normal case of mamzerim, so who told them to get married without a get? So if they had mamzerim, so that's what they have to suffer.
It's not for the sake of the people who got married or who had extramarital affairs. It's for the children's fault that they were mamzerim to begin with.
Right, it's never the children's fault.
That's what I'm saying. The same logic applies. You're not going to save someone from punishment.
Here you're saving the woman from having the guilt of being mizana as an eshes ish, and it's not her fault. The shliach was appointed by the husband. He just didn't know that the husband changed his mind afterwards, and the husband menator has the right, has the ability to change his mind. So it's a takana for the wife that she, when the shliach gives her a get, she has a right to rely that it's a good get. She doesn't have to be concerned. Maybe the husband was mavatla get. Even if he was mavatla, it does make a difference. Bitla and mavutla. Yeah.
They did this shtick every time a girl was mazana, so you can get everyone out of this meeting, you know, they just out of misa every time.
Right.
Right. So theoretically, if the husband did it, so then she would be mavatla?
Right. That's the one opinion in Texas. The other opinion is no. If what motivated the husband to do this shtick, to give the get to the shlich and the bat shleim b'fanav, if what motivated him was in order to, it shouldn't be a violation of eshes ish, then they never made the takon.
So we would kill the girl.
Yeah. Those are the 2 days in Taisa. So the Marsham is the one who says that b'shas l'taki can rely on the opinion that you should give the get and be mevat shlich shleim b'fanav in order to be metar the mamzer. So in Eretz Yisrael and the Rabbanut, every so often they'll do that. Question is that right? The Pashta says like the other day in Tosef, that it's not proper. That the Takana of Kiran Rabbani Kedushim Menei was only instituted when it happened like that, b'mikre. Not if you're beating the system. You're abusing the system. Nochamo. So what is the Gemara? Al demevatel gita. He would give, Rav would give makas mardas on the husband who's mevat laget. So that's what Tosis explains. Mevat laget shloi b'fnei ashliach. Not like Rashi. He tells the shliach, don't give the get. Get shem tzad v'cho batal hu. So what are you afraid he's going to give it? The Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. He goes, mevat la shliach shloi b'fanav. So the shliach won't know. That's a shot of today. There's instant communication. So the takana de rabban that applies b'zman is that also. All Takana Drabana was Bizmana Tanoim, the Shliach goes on his merry way to deliver the get to the wife, and then the husband is Mabatul Shlavan. How will the Shliach ever know? How will the wife ever know? The husband will call up the wife. The minute after, someone will call up the wife and send her a fax or an email or a text or something. Text message. She'll find out before the Shliach even arrives in Los Angeles. That the husband changed his mind. So the shayla, maybe the whole takana doesn't even apply to zmanas. The whole takana is only made in a situation where it's going to be a bit rachmanis. The wife is not going to know that the get is not kosher. The wife will be easily find out today.
Okay, the reason when they made the takana, right? They gave a reason. Because she won't know. So it doesn't apply.
That's a shayla. Maybe the whole takana doesn't even apply bizman hazeh, because we have instant communication. So maybe the whole thing only applies bizman hazeh until recently. Now you can call on the telephone anywhere in the world. So what shayla to say? There's a takana. I don't know. The whole thing is questionable. Nachamo, so what else did Rav give Makas Mardis? Al de Masa Maido Agito. What's Masa Maido Agito? The serious Maido. A man gives his wife a get. Why? Because, let's say, her father called up the husband and he said, you give my daughter a get or I shoot you, or I kill you. You'll be in the newspaper. You'll be, your obituary will be in the newspaper. So he said, okay. So he's going to give her a get. So the husband gives a get and he doesn't say anything. So we assume the get is good. But if the husband is Masa Meidor in advance, he tells to Adim, tomorrow I'm going to give my wife a get, but I really don't want to give her a get. The only reason I'm giving a get because my father-in-law is going to be there. And if you look carefully, you'll see that he's going to hold his hand in his pocket and he has a gun in the pocket. So that's why I'm going to give the get. So the Gemara says the next day, when the husband is authorizing the sefer to write the get and gives the get, if it appears to the Edom that it's so, just the guy says a story and the Edom don't see it corresponds to anything, then not. But if it appeared to the Edom, it looks like the father-in-law is holding a gun in his pocket. So then the Mesiris Maidor in advance cancels the get. The get needs das. So if he makes a declaration in advance, I really don't have das. I really don't want to give the get, but they're threatening to kill me if I don't give it. And if you look carefully, you wouldn't have noticed it on your own, but if you look carefully, you'll see that it's really bal karchi. I don't want it. If a guy just says, tomorrow I'm going to divorce my wife, but it's just going to be a joke, and I have in mind that the get should not be valid. So that's not a mesiris maidah. Mesiris maidah means I'm under pressure, they're threatening to kill me, and if you take a look, you'll see it yourself. If I wouldn't have mentioned it, you wouldn't notice it. But then now that he mentions it, they will notice it. So the Gemara says, then the mesiris maidah cancels the get. So that's why whenever we give a get, bizman hazeh, so first he asks the husband, did you ever take a shvua to give your wife a get? Because as a chumra, some of the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch quote, some of the Rishonim came up with this chumra, that the husband took a shvua to give his wife a get, it's called a get bal korchai. It's a difficult chumra. Why is a get bal korchai? Nobody forced him to take the shvua. His marriage fell apart, and then he took the shvua, he's going to give his wife a get within a month. Very nice of him. But he took the shvua on his own. Nobody forced him, nobody threatened him, nobody pressured him. He said it on his own. So we're machmeh for that opinion, that if he took a shvua to give a get, it's called a get bakracha. So before anyone ever gives a get, so the bezna always asks the husband, did you ever take a shvua to give your wife a get? And he says, no. And then they say, if you forgot, in case you did take a shvua, would you like us to be mater nedorim for you, to be mater the shvua? Because if you took a shvua, it's binding, then it's going to be a gel bar kach. So the husband says, yes, please be matah. The shvua says, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And after they do the ceremony of hataras and dorim, and now he's not bound by any shvuas, and now he says, I want to give the get on my own free will now, not because I bound myself from before. So that's one thing we ask. We ask the husband, did you ever take a shvua? And he says, no. And then he says, if you did, would you want hataras and dorim? Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Then he said, did you ever make a mesiris maidor? Did you ever make a declaration that the get is being given under duress? So the husband says, no, he didn't. Then they say, if you did make a declaration, we want you now to be mevatel on my door. Just like I can make a my door in advance, that I'm being threatened for my life and that you're going to kill me if I don't give a get. And then it'll be a get bal karcha. We don't see that there's any get bal karcha, but maybe he made a mesiris my door. Maybe there are Edom here who do recognize someone's holding a gun that we don't see. So we want the husband to make a statement now that a bitl my door. I want you to be mabatl all of my doors that you may have made in the past on this get. So he makes a bitl my doors, and then he's able to give the get. So that's it. So Rav would give Makas Mardis on a person who would be moisten my door on a get. It's not right. You got to make a sloppy mess. The husband's going to be moisten my door. The get is given bal kocha is going to make a whole sloppy mess. So you're not supposed to be moisten my door. What else? Ad demitzar shlucha de rabbanon. Bezin sends a shliach bezin to give a hazmana to someone that it should come to a din Torah. So the guy who gets the hazmana says, get out of here, go fly a kite, don't bother me, I'm not going to go to any bezin. So that's not proper. The shliach bezin gives you a hazmana to a din Torah, you're supposed to respect it. So one who is chutzpedik to the shlicha de rabbanon, so he would give him makas margas. Or if a person, the bezin, let's say a fellow doesn't want to show up to a din Torah, so the bezin puts him in nidui, shamta is nidui, for 30 days. There's nidui in cherem and shamta. There's nidui in cherem, nidui is a lower level, and cherem is a higher level, and then shamta is a machloik, is the rishonim. Is this a third level of cherem, or there are only two levels, nidui? The pasuk says, peretz gedui shachen nochash. Whoever breaks down the fence may be bitten by a snake. So in the Gemara, they use the lashon. The Rishonim use the lashon, the chivya de rabbanon, the rabbinical snake that the bezin can put the guy in cherem. So paris get the one who violates and he said the rabbanon shechena nochash, he'll be bitten by the chivya de rabbanon, the rabbinical snake. Namely, nochash is a rashi tevis need the cherem shamta. That's how they used to use the lashon. Whenever a bezin would make a cherem, so they would light on the last line. And Nochash was the Rosh Tevis. So that's the Shana. Nidah Cherem Shamta. Is it really true? There are three different things, or are there just two? Nidah Cherem and Shamta is the same Cherem. So that's a Machlokes assertion. So if a person was put in Shamta, in Cherem, for 30 days, he's supposed to go to the Bezin and shape up and find out what am I supposed to do in order that they should remove the Shamta. If he doesn't give a hang, he doesn't care. And he's in the cherem for 30 days and doesn't care. So then they give him makas mardas the rabban. Apparently the cherem doesn't bother him, so you got to give him makas mardas. Yeah, who else deserves makas mardas? Al chasna, a son in law, the dar bechamua, he stays by the in-laws. So what's the problem? So Rashi explains, because there's a Gemara in Psochim. Shema Yikoshel, he may have an affair with his mother-in-law. You have to be careful, watch out, that your wife may have a crush on her oldest son-in-law. That's the Poshim Shan. Jastro has a mistake over here. He says Chasna Harishon means her first boyfriend. The boy that she went out with before you married her. So you got to be careful. So the Pashtus is that Mr. Jastro made a mistake. There was a rabbi in England who was a colorful fellow, Rabalta Halpern. So he wrote a whole essay, why you have to be careful with Jastro? Because Jastro was a rabbi in a conservative synagogue. I think he was a conservative rabbi. So every so often he has apikursus. So he said, this apikursus. Why is apikursus? He made a mistake. The other thing he says, apikursus, that Jastro says, the Gemara says in the Sugya of Hanukkah, there were seven containers in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Nerma, one of them was called the Nerma Ravi. So the Nerma Ravi, Hainosan Shemin Kemidas Chaver, is put in the same amount of oil in the Nerma Ravi as in the other six. That's the one he lit first, and that lasted, that burnt all day long. The others only burned through the night, and then they all went out. And the Nerma Ravi was a miracle, it burnt all day long. So Jastro mistranslates, Hainosan Shemin Kemidas Chaver, he put in so much oil into the Nerma Ravi, keneged all of the oil in the other six altogether. And then it had six times as much oil as each one of the others. Of course it's going to burn six times as long, so what's the miracle? The Gemara said that was a miracle. So the Pashup Shat Nigamah and Shemin Kemidas Chavir said that the Nerma Ravi cup had the same amount of oil as each one of the other six cups. So Rabalta Alper writes as an apikeris, because he did away with the miracle. The Gemara said that it was a miracle, did away. Made a mistake. I don't know. It's not. He has a few things where Jastro made a mistake. So in some of the new editions of Jastro, they printed in the beginning Alta Halpern's essay. Why should you be careful when you use the Jastro? That every so often there are mistakes. He was a conservative rabbi. Okay, it's a shaila. As it say, Tori Vakshim Epiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokosu. And Rabbi Darmel Malach Hashem Tzvokosu Vakshim Tori Epiu Ki Lava Yivakshu. If the Rebbe is saintly, angelic, then you're allowed to learn Torah by him. If the Rebbe is not angelic, you're not supposed to learn Torah. So if you have someone who's a conservative rabbi, you're not supposed to learn Torah by him. But the Achronim say, Yivakshin Torah Mipihu, that's if he's saying something original, it comes from his personality, he's saying that's a violation. Jastro is just showing what the words mean. And the Gemara and the Midrashim, so whenever he makes a mistake, so you can see, you check out everything to see whether it's correct or it's not correct. He's not saying original, and not supposed to be saying original. But just be saying over what it says in the Gemara. So we usually assume you're allowed to use Jastri, even though he wasn't, maybe he wasn't Kemalach Hashem Tzvok. So, okay. So what's the story over here? Chasna nadar bechamua. If you have the son-in-law is sleeping by the in-laws, so that's a concern because he may be having an affair with the mother-in-law. So the Gemara says the dayer and cholif lo, only if he sleeps over, he lives there. But if he only passes by, he's one night he's passing by, doesn't live there kavua, it's not a problem. For the Gemara, v'ha'hu chasna, that once there was a situation, the son-in-law, the cholif above the bechamua, he just passed by, probably slept overnight. V'nag de Rav Sheshes, and he gave makas mardis. So you're telling me that Rav only mangid, he only gives makas mardis chasna the dar bechamua? No, that was an unusual case. Ahu, that case was meidim havi daima chamse mine. There was raglaim ledover. There was a scandal. There was some kind of rumor had it that he's having an affair with the mother-in-law. So that's why Rav Sheshes gave makas mardis. But normally we're not concerned if the son-in-law sleep overnight one night. The cholif just passing by, that's not a problem. Only dire. If he lives kavur by the in-laws, that's a hashash. So that you give makas mardis. Okay. So the first version is that Rav would give makas mardis on all of the each of these cases, a whole list of different things. Kaddish b'shukim, kaddish b'biyam, kaddish b'lo shiduchim, v'atul gita, mosam ay doa gita, v'tzar shilcha rabba, chol sham tetlos in yam, chast and dire. That's eight different things.
They were all accepted?
Huh?
They were all accepted?
That's the shayla. Now, hadoi amri, hadoi think that it's not true. Their version was, b'kula lo mangid rav, elo al de mekaddish b'biyam, b'lo shiduchim, only if it's a combination of both. He elopes, but the girl is mekaddish b'biyam. That's really preetzes. But just eloping alone, just Mekadosh Bibi alone, and the others also not. Only on a very serious other. Mekadosh Bibi, you always get Makas Mardis. So the different versions over here. Yeah, the Rambam quotes all of them. The first version, the Rambam quotes all of them. Yeah.
So all of these are the halacha?
Yeah. Okay.
And what is considered dark? Like, how long do you have to stay by that?
I don't know, where to violate the Issa, how long is it temporary and how long is it permanent?
Nowadays a lot of people, when they just get married, they stay by their parents' house or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, you see, years ago in Europe, the whole house was one room. So the husband with the wife slept in the same room where the guests slept, where the children slept. Everybody was in one big room. That was the dining room, that was the kitchen, that was the bedroom. That was one room. That's why the Achronim have tshuvas. The Malamed slept in the same room. So Malamed had an affair with the wife and she didn't realize it, or he didn't realize it, or whatever. Everybody slept in the same room. Maybe today it's like a different apartment. We have different bedrooms. Everybody sleeps in a different bedroom. So it could be the whole thing doesn't apply.
Isn't it better that everyone's in one room because everyone knows what everyone else is up to?
I don't know. Middle of the night, it depends how good a sleeper you are. Some people, they sleep, they don't wake up for anything.
So often when boys are like engaged to girls, so they like sleep over for a Shabbos at the woman's house, so they're saying that's not a problem?
Well, that says, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that that's not right. He quotes the Aguda, that if a couple is engaged, they shouldn't sleep over at each other's house, because, we're not choshish for this, because we're afraid that when they go out on a date, so they're all dressed up nicely, and the boy is going to see the girl in the morning, before she brushed the hair, before she brushed the teeth, and she looks like a wreck, she looks like a mess. Or before he brushed his teeth, or before he got dressed, he's going to see him in his pajamas, he'll look like a slob. So we're afraid that it may back out from the shidduch. That's what it says, the official reason in Shulchan Aruch. They said Rabbi Soloveitchik was very makbed on that. When a boy was engaged to a girl in Boston, he wouldn't allow them, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, he wouldn't allow them to sleep up. He said, sleep by the neighbors. Could be, I don't know. Could be also 30 days, I don't know.
Do we rely on the Tosafot that says that we rely on our diet now?
Yeah, we make them.
Does there a quote on Allah?
I didn't look, but I'm sure they do. Yeah. You got to be concerned about these things, yeah. Okay, once upon a time, Ahu Gavra, different person. Ahu Gavra, once upon a time, the Kodesh B'tzipso Diyosa. He gives her a twig. That's absolutely worthless. It's not Shavaput. She knows it's not Shavaput. Piece of junk. Belongs in the garbage. Tzipsa diyasa. Omrulei, he says, Haram Kodesh, that gives a piece of junk. Valais Vishar Pruta. They say to the chassan, what do you give her a piece of junk? It's worthless. There's no kiddushin. So after he gave it to her, Amalahu, so he says, no, but it's a hollow thing. If she look carefully, there's money inside. There's a lot of money inside. He says, Tikdish be'abu zuze de ispa. Let it be mekudeshes with the money that's hidden inside. True, the twig is worthless, but it was hollow, and there's money inside. So she took the twig. He gave it to her. He took the twig. Shakta savishtikot. She took it. She didn't say anything. So normally, when a boy says, Hariya mekudeshesli under the chuppah, the girl doesn't say, I too take this young man as my wedded partner. He doesn't say anything. He says, Hariya mekudeshesli, and she doesn't say anything. That's what the Baal HaTanya talks about, the Nusach, Hoy Yisham Bar Yehuda, Kol Chasson and Kol Kala. What's Kol Kala? Kala doesn't say anything under the chuppah. Just Kol Chasson. So the Baal HaTanya says, the Chasson is the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to say again, Anochi Hashem Alakecha, and the Kol Kala is referring to Bnei Yisrael. They're going to say again, Nasa Benishma. Because the Midrashim say that Hu Yuleinu Achri is Kereshis. There's going to be another, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Anochi Hashem Alakecha, right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Lassi Love is going to give us a double ksub. It's going to say Anochi, Anochi twice. There's going to be another, something like another Maimon HaSinai, another Kabbalah Satara all over again. But there is no Kol Kala. Normally there is no Kol Kala. So usually you say Shtika. The Shtika of the Kala indicates that she's masculine. So here the Shaila was, he said, Ariya Mekudesh Isli, here's a twig. So at the time that she took the twig, she thought it's a joke. She knows it's not Shavuputa. All the people know it's not Shavuputa. After she was already holding the twig, then he says, and there's a lot of money inside also. But so she's her shtika, that's what Rava says. Omar Rava hab shtikus alacham atmos, chos shtikus alacham atmos lab klumu. Shtika b'shas matmos is an indication that the girl is maskim to the marriage. By us, they sent out invitations, the girl marched down the aisle, she's wearing a gown. So even if he doesn't say a word, doesn't say boo, it's a sukkim also inyan api pashtas. By us, for sure it's good. But if you didn't send that invitation, you didn't march down the aisle, she's not wearing a gown, so we have to know. He says, Hari Mekudeshes, in the middle of nowhere, on a date, is Hari Mekudeshes, and she takes it, so the shtika indicates her haskama. But over here, that's the shayla, the shtika lacha matmos. So Rava says, shtika lacha matmos doesn't indicate anything. Omer Rava Menami, how do I know that it's true? So he dug up a tosefta, the Tanya. Omer Lakinsi, so this will be pikodin, chazvi, amas kachi lebo. He says, here's $100, please hold it as a pikot. You be the shomer. So she says, fine. Puts it in a pocket. Then he says, v'hareach mekudeshes. Oh, here to aid him. Hareach mekudeshes with the $100 bill that you're holding onto as a pikot. And she doesn't say anything. If she's holding onto a pikot for the last month, $100 bill or a ring, and then the chosn, and then the boy starts talking to her, I'd like to marry you, what do you say? She says, I'll think about it, and he's working on it. And then he says, you're holding onto a ring anyway, maybe accept the ring of Shem Kedushin. He says, okay, it's a deal. So then fine, she's masking. She said she's masking. But over here, he says, Kinsey, take the pikodin, and then later on he says, it's kachili bo, and he doesn't say it. He says it after she already has, and she didn't react. It's only shtik on her part. So the Tosefta says it's no good. If it's b'shas matan mos, if he says at the time that he gives her the pikodin, before he gives her the pikodin, he says, hold on to the $100 bill, this is l'shem kiddushin, is good. If he says it l'acha matan mos, then it depends. Rotsa mekudesh, le rotsa any mekudesh. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Loi rotsa so. If rotsa so means she says yes, loi rotsa means she says no. So in the Reisha, when he said it, b'shas matan mos, she's mekudesh, even if she says no. He gives her a ring and says, she says, no, nothing doing. So she's even mekudeshes. If loy ratza, so it can be. So it must be loy ratza means the ishtika. She doesn't say anything. Ratza means she says yes. Loy ratza means she says seke. So in the Reisha, when he said, b'shas matnamois, harem mekudeshesli, then shtika b'shas matnamois indicates haskama. But if the shtika is lacha matnamois, then Ratsa Samikudesh, if she's maskim, if she says yes, it's good. We see Daso Isha. But if Lei Ratsa, if she shows sekis, then it's no good. Because Shtika Lacha Matmois is not a good hachocha that she agreed to marry. Shema Menosh, Shtika Lacha Matmois, will love Klumhi. That's what the Gemara says on the third line from the top, fourth line from the top. That was Rav Zerchachim from the Tosefta. Shtikulach HaMatmos. The rabbis used to use a madrich in America. The madrich has how to be Masada Kedushin and how to do a funeral and how to do an unveiling and whatever rabbis do. I don't even know what they do. I was a rabbi for a very short period of time. So in the madrich, in the old madrich, they have a mistake. They have that under the chuppah, they have the whole how you have a chuppah. So it says the chosin gives the ring to the kala, and after he gives the ring to the kala, then he tells the chosin says, Hare Mekudeshesli B'tabazu. So they all say it's not right. You should always say Hare Mekudeshesli before you give the ring. If first you give the ring, then you say Hare Mekudeshes, that's an issue of shtikalach matmos. Strictly speaking, it does make a difference because they sent down invitations, they marched down the aisle, and the girl's wearing a gown. So it's still kibbutz inyan. They're talking about marriage the last 3 months. They're holding by getting married. So it's not. But if you want to do it right, so more correct is that you say Hariyat Mekudesh before you give the ring, not after. If it really happened that he gave the ring, so Hariyat Mekudesh later, would be good because asu kibbutz inyan. But it's really not right. So I think in the latest edition, I think they corrected that. There are a lot of mistakes in the Madrich. So that's one of them that they corrected. That's the Gemara Sel Chacha. Shtigalach HaMatmoes does not indicate Kiddush.
And only by Kiddush,
I don't know, where else do you have Shtigalach Kohaydo?
Because it brings it up.
Gemara in Shavuos talks about Shtigalach Kohaydo. If you have it in Torah, yeah. One Baldin makes a claim and the other one doesn't respond. Sometimes they'll say, Shtika is Kohidua. Not always. Sometimes they'll assume. Since he doesn't respond, means that he's agreeing to what the other party said. But you don't always say it. And here it's always based on that. Under the chuppah, the kala doesn't say anything. They're just her shtika is an indication that she's maskim to get married. Yeah. So this was what Rabbi said. He has a hoichoch, minu aminullah, from a tosefta. So then the Gemara tells a story. Kashababa Pumnahar. Pumnahar is the name of a city. It was on the banks of a river. Normally, you make a city on the bank of the river. You have to have a way to get there. Today, you have airplanes, so you don't have to have any rivers. But the years ago, the only way to get somewhere was to go by boat. So they would make cities always on the edge of a river. So in the city Pumnahara, they had said over Akasha and Nemar Avunu Beid Rebbe Shua, Mi Dami, what's a tushtel between the case of Kiddushin? He gave her a tzipsa de yosha asa. He gave her a hollow straw. And she thought it's a straw from the garbage that's worthless, and it had money hidden inside. And after they said, but there's no shavuot, he said, no, but there's money inside. And she didn't say anything. So Rava said it's no good, like in the Tosefta, in the second parak in Kedushin, parak days, that shtika lachem adma is no good by the pikudin. So they said over in the city Pumnar, they said over, kasha nemar, abunna b'evshon midami, what's a tushta? He's dinging zech, disagreeing with Rava. Hasam in the Tosefta, b'toris pikudin yabin and Allah. He gave originally a $100 bill as a pikudin, and she agreed, I'm going to watch it for you. And then he says, waits 5 minutes and says, Hariyam Mekudeshesli, with the $5 you can keep it. And she doesn't react. So what he wanted to do? He wanted to take the money out of her pocket and throw it back at him. So she's afraid to. She was already mekabel shmira. She agreed to be a shemachinim, probably shemereschinim, on the $100 bill. So maybe she's afraid to take it out of her pocket and throw the money back at him and say, go fly a kite. Maybe she's afraid she'll be held responsible because she already accepted shmir. But in this case, when he said, Hariyam Mekudesh, he gives a piece of junk, and it's not Shavuputa, everybody around sees it clearly. He picked it up from the garbage. It's not Shavuputa. And then he says, "But 5 minutes later, but there's $100 hidden there in the hollow pot. So she never accepted responsibility to be a shamer on anything over here. He said, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, and everybody knows the Kedushin is not chal. It's a piece of junk what he gave her. And then he says, but there's $100 hidden there. Tells her 5 minutes later, $100 hidden there. So maybe over here, Shtika Lachamatan, maybe there is no such din where Rava just got out of the Tosefta. Rava sees in the Tosefta, Shtika Lachamatan does not indicate that the girl is asking him to get married. How do you prove that? Maybe in the Tosefta, Shtikalach HaMatmos doesn't indicate her consent to marry because she's afraid she'll be held responsible because he said his $100 as a pikudin. So she says, okay, I'll be your shamer eschinim, I'll watch it for you. Then when he says, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, She's afraid to throw it back in his face because she thinks she'll be held responsible. The shtika doesn't prove anything. But this case of Kiddushin, she never agreed, she never accepted to be a shomeris on anything. So why, after he says there's $100 there, she should take the $100 and throw it back and say, go fly kite, I don't want to marry you. But the fact that the shisho sekis, maybe it is shtika. The shtika does indicate that she agrees to marry him. That's Rav Huna by the Rav Shua's kasha on Rava. Rava made a tushta, he made a hashvah between the case and the tosefta in the case of Ahu Gavra with the hollow twig. Midami, what's the comparison? They're not the same. The husband gave it as a pikun, she consented, and she agreed to be a shemachinim sovra. She thinks, ishadin aluhu, if I'm going to throw it away, umizbarin's going to break. What did he give her? He gave her money. Kinsi selazum. Okay. If it's going to break, or someone's going to gamve it or something, I'll be held responsible for it. If I throw it in Mizbi, it's going to break. I'll be held responsible because I accepted Shmira. This case, a Hugavra case, but there was Kiddushin Yavin in Allah. She never accepted to be a Shemeris at all. And Misa, the La Nichala, if she does want to marry him, let her throw it away. The fact that she didn't throw it away, maybe the Shtika is an indication that she's Maskim Lehiskar. So he's disagreeing with Rava. Paruch Rav Achoy, so Rav Achoy has the Kasha. All the women know all the dinim in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe in this case also, Chanam is over. Maybe even in the case he thinks like Rava, that Shtika Lachamot doesn't indicate anything. Chanam is over, the girl is thinking in her head. He gave her the twig, Lishem Kiddushin, and then the Kiddushin was not Shavar Puta, and then he says, but it has $100 wrapped inside. So maybe she's thinking, Shadina Luhum Izbri, if I'll throw it out and it'll break. The money will break, or the money will get lost, or destroyed, or something. Maybe she's afraid over here. By the case of the Bikodin, she will be held responsible, the Gemara says. But by the case over here, gave the Shem Kiddushin, she never accepted any responsibility as a Shemeris, but she may not know that then. She may think that she's going to be held responsible.
Where does Smichos Das?
Smichas Das is a technical term that means she agrees to marry him, but she may not be satisfied with the amount of Kesek Kiddushin that he gave. Here there's a question, is there any Das at all? Not Smichas Das. We're not sure that usually Shtike, under the Chuppah, Shtike is taken as indication that the girl agrees to marry him. But over here, we're not so convinced. That's what Rava and Rav Huna Beid Reb Yeshua are debating over here. Rava thinks whatever the shtika lachamat mois, we're not so convinced that the girl agreed to marry. So we don't know that there's das kiddush mitzaru isha. Rav Huna Beid Reb Yeshua thinks, no, that's only the case. Shtika lachamat mois doesn't indicate if she accepted shmira in advance, but by the case of hu gavra, she never agreed to serve as a shomeris, so then the shtika lachamat mois would be an indication of. So that's machlokes Rava and Rav Huna Beid Reb Yeshua. That this din of shtika lachan matmos, but lakos michas das means she agrees to marry him in principle, but she's not happy about the amount of money, but she's not so convinced that it's worth the amount that he said. He gives a ring and said this ring is worth $5,000. He's not so convinced. She thinks maybe it's only $10. She's not convinced that it's the amount of kesek kedushin that she would like to have. That's called smichas das. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it says, what if Taka I am a Shomer on some? You gave me $100. Let's say I gave a girl $100, said, be a Shomer Eschinim. Fine. She puts it in a pocketbook, Shomer Eschinim. Then he says, an hour later, ooh, you're holding on to $100 from me. Hareat Mukadesh is with the $100. There are Adim there. And she doesn't say anything. So the Tosefta says that's meaningless. Why is it meaningless? There, everybody agrees. Even Rav Huna Beid Yeshua agrees. Shtika lachamat mois doesn't indicate that she agrees to marry him. Why? Maybe she's afraid to take out the money and give it back to him because she's afraid she'll be held responsible. He won't take it back and she'll be held responsible. What's taka the din? If I'm a shomer on something, I agree to be a shomer for, let's say, someone's gone away to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks and he says, please be a shomer on this. I say, I agree to be a shomer. And then, before he goes to Eretz, I say, I back out. Give it to someone else. I don't want to be a shomer. Can he back out? Can the Shema quit in the middle and give it back to the Mafkid? Or he say, no, the Shema must guard it till the end of the time that he agreed to serve as a Shema. So they, in Chosh Mishpat, they quote the Rashbon, this now quotes a Ravid. The Gemara says, Amalei, here, Bepumnara, they said in the name of Rabbi Nebbe, the Rabbi Shua, Tainami, Domi, Hossam, in the Tosef, the Betaris, Pekot, Nebbe, the Nalo, Sovra, she thinks, Ishadina lo misbury, if the money will break, if there'll be a hefset, someone's going to take it. I'll be held responsible. And the Gemara seems to say that that is the din, not that just she thinks that that's the din, sovereign. Because the Gemara says in the next line, all the women know the din. So it sounds like the second case, she may not know the din. It sounds like the first case, the din is correct. That's what they're. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Chosh Mishpat quotes the Ravid, that even though a poil chosaba feel the bam tsayom, that's I agreed to paint your house. It's going to take 2 weeks. And I start painting one day, and I can't get along with the balabasta. She's always making me crazy. I should do this and I should do the other. I said, look, go get a different painter. I'm quitting on the job. Go get yourself a different painter. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that poil chosaba feel the bam tsayom. Because the pasuk says, ki li b'nei yisrael avodim. After Yitzhak ben Tzrayim, Paro set the Jewish people free, and he said, and the Baruch Shalom said, I want you to be Avadim to me. Well, Avadim, Avadim. Baruch Shalom doesn't want us to be Avadim to anybody else. And if the din would be that whenever a person agrees to be an employee for someone else, he can't back out. That means that everyone has to be self-employed. If you can't back out, it means that you're in heaven. See, you're not supposed to be Avadim, Avadim. Kidli b'nei Yisrael, Avadim, Avadim, Avadim. So the fact that we don't all have to be self-employed, there's nothing wrong if you work for somebody else. So that's an indication that Pol Chazabah Pila Ben Tzayim. That's the Gemara in the first parak and Bob Mitzvah. A Pol can quit in the middle. So the Shaila is, a Pol can quit in the middle. What about a Shemer? Can the Shemer also quit in the middle? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, Shemer cannot quit in the middle. A Shemer is, a Shemer Chinam cannot quit in the middle. If he agrees to be a Shemer Chinam for the next 2 weeks, then he can't quit in the middle. Shulchan Aruch, I think Rabbi Kiveger on Chosh Mishpat quotes the Machne Ephraim, who says like this, if I agree to be a Shema Socher for you for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to watch your apartment. You asked me to watch all the things in your apartment the next 2 weeks because you're going to Eretz Yisrael, and you give me $10 to watch. And then I back out before you go to Eretz Yisrael. I back out 2 hours later, I back out. And I give you back your $10, and I say, go get someone else to watch. So I can have the right to back out that I will no longer be a Shema Socher. I can't back out from being a Shema Chinam. The difference between a Shema Chinam, what's the difference between a Shema Chinam and a Shema Socher? Shema Chinam is only Chayiv and Pshia. Shema Socher is Chayiv and Rei Vabeda, and a Shoyal is Chayiv Yonz. So you gave me $10 and I agreed to watch all of your furniture and all of your Svarim, your library and everything. So I have a din of a Shema Socher that not only will I be Chayiv in Pshia, Abichai v'gnei v'aved as well. Then I want to back out. So the difference between a Shema Chinam and a Shema Socher is a Shema Socher's salary to watch. He's a poil on the shmira, on the watching. So that's a din poil chazabah fil the bam tzayom. So the poil angle has a right to back out. But the Shema Chinam angle does not, that aspect, he doesn't have the right to back out. So I can give you back your $10. I don't want to be a Shema Socher anymore, but I'm still stuck. I have to remain a Shema Chinam unless you mevater. Thus you mevata to me and say, okay, I'll get myself a different Shema Chinam. I'll get myself a different Shema. But if you say, no, you already committed yourself to be the Shema, so the Shema has a right to back out from being a Shema Socher, because the elevation from Shema Chinam to Shema Socher is Chayim Gnev Aveda, is because he's a Poel, because he's salary. So that's a din Poel Chazabafi Lebem Tzayam. But to back out from the Shema Chinam aspect, that we say from this Gemara. The whole Mokka is only this Gemara, Gan Shas. The only mark is this Gemara, the Rashba quotes the Ravid. You see from this Gemara that a Shema Chinam cannot back out. So you have here machlokes between Rava and Rav Huna Brei de Rebbe Shu. Rava thinks that Shtikan Lachamat Moes never indicates anything, and he hears a Chokhe from the Tosef the paired base. And Rav Huna Brei de Rebbe Shu is not so convinced, me domi, it's not the same. What happened again?
A neighbor, he asked me to, he's getting a delivery and he's not going to be home, so he asked me to take the delivery.
Okay.
He's not coming to the delivery yet. So at the point where I to watch over his stuff anymore. I don't keep it in my house.
He asked me to watch it, and they did deliver it already.
Deliver it.
And I'm watching it, yes. So how long did he tell me I should watch?
Till
he comes back. He's out of town. Or let's say he's not going to be home today. He's going to a wedding. So he says, it's going to be delivered. Please take it in. It's understood that the first opportunity, he's going to pick it up. I knock on his door and I say, please pick it up. I give it to him. I say, I don't want to be a shaman anymore. You have to figure out in each case. If he's gone to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. So I agreed to be a shaman. So I agreed to be a shaman for the 2 weeks. As soon as he comes back and he unpacks and he goes to sleep and he's no longer jet lagged, so I'm going to give him back. He'll be responsible to watch his own. When he comes back, he's responsible to watch his own part. Hashem is a God. The Gemara's Loshen Hashem is a Gavra B'charikoi. Is a person in my place. I'm not there. I went away to a wedding at Eretz Yisrael, so you're watching on my stead. So that you can't back up. But a poil, that you can back up. So the Shem HaSachar over the Shem HaChinam is a poil over a Gavra B'charikoi. So that's Rabbi Kivege quotes the Mach Nefron. You can back out from being a Shem HaSach, but you can't back out from being the Shem HaChinam. Unless the Baal Bas is mevatet him. He says, okay, I'll get myself a different shaman. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Schiris, he writes, a poel is mechuyev lavad b'chol koichai. This week's sedra. A poel is mechuyev lavad b'chol koichai. Shenemra, aten yidatin ki b'chol koichai avarat yasavichin. When Yaakov is explaining to his wives why he wants to leave, so he says, I put in a full day's work every day, and your father all the time was abusing me, and I've had it. I don't want to work with him anymore. I want to leave. I want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So you see from the fact that Rambam calls him Yankov HaTzadik. I once wrote a Dvar Torah for the Beis Yitzchak, so I quoted the Rambam. Yankov HaTzadik said, the editors corrected it. Why call Yankov Avinu? Why do you write Yankov HaTzadik? I didn't write it. I just quoted the Rambam. Rambam wrote Yankov HaTzadik. It's the Loshon HaRama. So the Mepharshim ask, why did the Rambam quotes that pasuk to prove that a poel mechuyev lavad b'chol koichai? We have that all the time. Let's say they had a secretary in the office who only knows how to type with one finger. Oh, she knows how to type. And she types 20 letters a day. Then you have a new guy comes, he knows how to use a computer. He can type 1,000 letters a day. 1, 2, 3, he can type. But he says he's getting paid the same salary as the previous secretary. So why should he do harder work? He'll do himself out of a job. He's going to do 1,000 letters a day, so they'll only keep him on for one day a week. The other one didn't do so much work in a whole month. So they'll only take him for one day a month, and they'll only pay him for one day. He wants to have a job. So he'll only type the same 20 letters every day that the previous secretary typed. So that's not right. It doesn't mean you can't go to the Beis HaKisei. It doesn't mean you can't take a coffee break. It doesn't mean you shouldn't take a lunch break. No, within reason, but the poel is b'chuyev lavad b'chol koichai. He has to put in all of his koichas, and if he's sharper and he knows he's talented, he knows how to do much more work quicker, so he's b'chuyev to do that. Even though it may mean that they'll only pay him a salary for one day. He has to tell him, I can do all this in one day. I can finish everything in one day. So he'll get himself another job the other 4 days a week. Okay. So the Rambam quotes that din poel mechuyev lavad b'chol koichai by schiras. You look in the Gemara above Metzia. The Gemara says this when you get to Shem HaSachar. The Shem HaSachar. The Gemara says a difference between a Shem HaChinam and a Shem HaSachar. The Gemara says, what's the din of notar kirinatri inchi? What if the Shema watched the pikudim to the same extent that the Baal HaBas himself watches? Let's say in the summertime, if you don't have air conditioning, so you leave the windows open, you leave the door open, you have a cross breeze in the apartment, and then you know that the mail delivery is every day about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the Baal HaBas himself, when he's home, he leaves the windows open, leaves the door open, goes downstairs to pick up the mail. He talks for 2 minutes to the mail delivery person, and then he goes back up. He's not afraid anybody's going to steal anything. So what if you had the Baal HaBas of the apartment is away, they're out of town, and he has a shema watching the apartment. So what's a din if the shema went down to pick up the mail, exactly what the Baal HaBas himself would do, not the kid and not Rinchi. He watched it pikudim to the same extent that the owner would watch it. So the Gemara says if you're only a shema chinam, then not the kid and not Rinchi is not called pshia. You left the door wide open, you left the windows open, and the ganef came from the fire escape. He watched to the same extent that Bala Basma watched. Hashem Echinim, that's enough. But if Hashem Esocher, that's not enough. Why? Because Yankov Avinu was Hashem Esocher. He was salaried by Laban, and he says, Aten yiratin ki b'chol koichi abarati esavich. So the Gemara quotes that pasuk, b'chol koichi abarati. He put his whole effort into it to prove that Hashem Esocher is b'chayiv to watch harder than Hashem Echinim. So how does the Rambam quote that pasuk to prove that it poils m'chayiv l'avi b'chol koichi? The Gemara says that pasuk shows that Hashem Esocher is b'chayiv l'avi b'chol koichi. So the answer is, Anishkin Stira, the difference between Hashem Echinim and Hashem Esocher is because Hashem Esocher is a poil, because he's salaried to do the shmira. Whatever you're salaried to do, you have a din of a poil. If you get paid money, Hashem Echinim is not salaried, so he doesn't have a din of a poil. He only has a din of a shomer. The shomer is a gavra b'chari koi. That's a loshen of Gemara. People think Rab Chaim coined an expression. Rab Chaim has that loshen in his head. Rab Chaim is just quoting from the Gemara. He's a gavra b'chari koi in my stead. So I myself wouldn't lock all the windows when I go down to pick up the mail. So the Hashem Echinim is not mechuyev to watch harder than the balabas himself. But if he's a Hashem Esocher, he's salaried to watch. Then it's not enough, Gavra B'chari Koi. Then he's Poel M'chuyiv L'Avid B'chol Koicha. So that's how it's not a steer. The Rambam quotes that Pasuk B'chol Koicha Yabarat and Tzadichim to prove that a Poel is M'chuyiv L'Avid B'chol Koicha. And the Gemara quotes that Pasuk to prove that not a Kirinat Rinshi is not sufficient. But Hashem Esocher, it's Hainu Hach. It's the same thing. Hashem Esocher is M'chuyiv to watch harder because he is a Poel.
Kirinat Rinshi is like most of the world watches it, or the Baal that gave you the thing. Because what if he's like crazy and he wants to watch it much more? But most of the world wouldn't watch it that much.
I don't know. It's a good question. I think it depends on how much he would watch. I think so. It's a good question. We got to look up the Gemara. Fine. So what's Taka the Din? Halacha l'maaseh, it's machlokes. Rava holds, not like the Madrich. Rava holds, shtika l'chamatma is no good. And Rav Huna Bei Rishu is not so convinced. He thinks that the Sefta is only because she accepted Shmira. Kinsi sells up in Pikotin. She's Chai Bachri Yuso. So therefore the Shtika doesn't show anything. She's afraid that she'll be held responsible. Ashenikain, in the normal case of Kiddushin, but she's not a Shameris on anything, so then the fact that she didn't throw it back to him and say, I don't want to marry you, so that itself is a right, that the Shtika is a Haskam. So it's a machla, how do we pass? So the Gemara says, Sholcha Rava Racha Barav, Kamei de Ravina, Ki Hagav Namai. How should I pass in this case? Sholoch Lesi, he sends back an answer. Anan Vashmeel on Hod Rav Huna Bei de Rabbi Shem. We just told Rava, we heard Rava's position. Rava says, Shtigal Achamat Mois is no good, period. Mekel. Rava is Mekel. We didn't hear about Rav Huna Bei de Rabbi Shem's argument. Atun, you, the Shmeel Luchu, you heard this time from Rav Huna Bei de Rabbi Shem. It's interesting. You heard this taina, so you should be machmir. But we have the tradition, we follow Rava, that Shtigalach Amat Mois is no good. That's how we pass like Rava. Shtigalach Amat Mois is no good. Unless it was Asukum Bosu in you, then you don't need anything. Then the Chosin doesn't have to say anything either. Once upon a time, it's not always Ahu Gavra, sometimes it's Ahi Itza. Once upon a time, there was a woman. She was selling something. What exactly is she selling? Different opinions. Look on the side. Different opinions. What is Barshechi? Whatever. Also, who gabra chota Barshecha mino? He grabs one of the trinkets. Omrele, Hovanali, give me back my trinket. I'm selling it. Omalo, he says to her, if I give it back, will you agree to marry me? And he gives it back. And she didn't say yes. If she would say yes, if you give it back, I agree to marry you. That's one thing. But she didn't say yes. Shakla say v'yishtika. She took it back. He said, if I give it back, will you marry me? She didn't say yes or no. And he gives it back v'yishtika, and she didn't say anything. Amram Nachman, that's not called kiddushin. He stole her property. He steals the girl's ring and says, Hari Mekadesh, and he gives it back her own ring. That's not, he's not giving it back. He stole it from her. That's not a matmos. Matmos, you have to give what belongs to you. I took back the varshechit that you stole from me. There's no case of kiddush. So, Eisvei l'Rabbi l'Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi asked them from a Tosefta in Kiddushin that says, "Kitcha begezel b'chamus b'ngeneva shechot of salam yoda v'kitcha mukudeshes." I steal a ring from the girl and I give it back to the girl, so it says it is mukudeshes. That's exactly the case over here. He stole some kind of a bar shichi, some kind of a trinket or another. then he's about to give it back. He says, if I give it back, I'm at Mekudeshes. So the Tosefta says it is Mekudeshes. How can you say that it's not Mekudeshes? And for the Gemara, there's a difference. Hasan b'dushadich, the Tosefta goes, if they're engaged in advance, or some Rishon Maran, or if he says, if I give you, he steals the ring, and he says, if I give you back the ring, will you marry me? And she says, yes, I want to marry you, give me back the ring, and I'll agree to marry you. So if she makes it clear in advance, or if they were engaged previously, and then he steals the ring, and he gives it back to her, and he says, Ariel Mekudeshesli, if it's B'dushadich, then we assume that she is Mekudeshes. And if it's Loishadich, then she's any Mekudesh. Amirot Temra, how do you know, the Shanilon, that we distinguish Shanach Loishadich, because the Tanya we have a Tosefta, not a Tosefta. Omala Kinsi Selezu Shani Chayiv Lichi, I owe you a dollar, here's the dollar. Chazu Yom Hiskat Shilibo, as if he said it B'shas Mat Moes, if he said it as he's giving it back to her, so Ratsa Mekudeshes, like Ratsa Eini Mekudeshes. But if he says Elacha Mat Moes, I feel Ratsa Eini Mekudeshes. Moes said, what do you mean Ratsa, like Ratsa? Like Ratsa means she says no. So how can you say, Bein, if Loi Ratsa so, is good kiddushin. Of course, Le Ratzah says never any good. My Ratzah, my Le Ratzah. Ilay, my Ratzah, the Omer. And Le Ratzah, my Loi, she says no. Ho, Ishtiko, if she says no, then it's not good kiddushin. But if she shows sekes, then it is good kiddushin. How can it be? So let her just say, Mekudesh Estam, Ki Hosam, like in the other case. It says, Kinsin Salazun, Mekudeshes. There must be rotsa means domer and le rotsa de ishtiko. Because Tony, they ain't a mukudeshes. My time, Michael Lemayman, shakli. He owes her the dollar. He says, I owe you a dollar, here's back your dollar, but hare mukudeshesly. So unless she says explicitly, I accept the shame kedushin, I agree, I want to marry you, so then it'll be good kedushin, if she spells it out. If rotsa, then it'll be good. But if ishtiko, you don't say ishtiko is a Shtika is a haskama to the kedushin when he stole it from her, or if he borrowed the money from her and he's paying it back, it's en shakli v'didi shakli. She's taking back what he owes him. All the other brises, the other Tosefta says that it is good kedushin. Kitcha begezel b'chamis v'neiva, ashuchat v'salam yoda is mekudesh. Must be that that's b'dishonich. That's what the Gemara answers. Elakasha hach, and for the Gemara. Lav shmamino, the last narrow line. Lav shmamino, ha shadach ha lo shadach. Depends what the shadach ha lo shadach. Why should it be better if shadach? Why should it be better? So this Gemara appears on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. That's what it says on the Masoros HaShas. It's not my Begiyas. The whole Gemara. And the same thing, shadach versus lo shadach. Rashi writes over there, it's like a sukkim osuinyan, yeah. If shodich, it's an umdana that she wants to marry him, but how is it good? He's doing kiddushi kesef. He's giving a kesef. He's giving it back to Gneva. So he didn't do a matan mos. How is it good? So Rashi somewhere over there says, because she's moichel to him. Where was that Rashi? The last line on the page. The gezel didot, the very last line of Rashi, anun beis amin aleph, came to kabilte. He stole her ring and he gives it back. Kevin the Kabilti, when she receives the ring, Achilti, she's moichel to him. So if Shadich, then we say she's moichel. What do you mean she's moichel the ring to him? So he's kind of the ring. There's no mechil at the end. Can only be moichel if somebody owes you money. Achov lends itself to mechil. At the end, Alpi Pashtus doesn't lend itself to mechil. That's the famous Gemara, Tezayin Amid Aleph. Gemara after Zayin Amid Aleph says, when you want to free an Eved Ivri, you give him a shtar shichur. So the Gemara says, "Haishtar el haishtar hechidomi." It's about 20 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph. When you free an Eved Ivri, haishtar hechidomi. What do you mean you give him a shtar? I leima the cost of the shtar ademei. The Eved gives the odon a shtar. I owe you. He has another 2 years to go. And he's worth $100,000 a year, so he gives the odon a shtar. I owe you $200,000, and I want to buy out my freedom. So if he gives him $200,000, the shtar, so the shtar is kesef. I know kesef. So what he says, yotze lecheres al yidei shtar. Ela means a shtar shichro. The odon writes a shtar shichro. I hereby free my eved ivri. So the Gemara asks, shtar lomali, what does he have to write a shtar? The same thing he writes in the Shtar, I can say Baal Peh. I let you go free. I'm Meichel. If Yon and Abed Kanaini, Yon and Abed Kanaini, Kishori Bachamori. So you can't say, I'm Meichel the Abed Kanaini. What do you mean, Meichel? It's not Mechila to be yet. But an Abed Ivri is only Meshubit to work for you for 6 years. Meshubit to work until Yovel comes. So the Meshubit, so in Shibudim, you can be Meichel the Shibudim. So Le Malei Bapi Trezil, let the Odon tell the Abed, the same Nusach that he writes in the Shtashich will say Baal Peh. I'm a vater, I'm mechel to you. And for the Gemara, I'm a rob, it's also meris. All right, everybody, we go for koni. But Rav Shemachal al Giron, ain't Giron a mechel. Just like an Ebe Knaini is go for koni. Ebe Knaini, a young kishori vachamori. Ebe Divi, a young, like the Rishonim say, like Deka le Peris. Rishonim Achonim say. And Ebe Knaini, a young kishori vachamori. Ebe Divi, I only own him with respect to that he has to do malacha for me for 6 years. So it's like a Deka le Peris. I own him with respect to the next 6 years he has to work for me, that's all. If all it would have been by Eved Ivri would have been his meshubit to give me service for the 6 years until Yovel, Yom Kippur, whatever comes first, Sheish of the Yovel, so then a meshubudim would lend themselves to Mechila. But Omarov is also meris that Eved Ivri is also good for God. Not the same as Eved Kanaini, Kishor Bahamari, it's like Dekal of Paris. And whenever there's ownership of a Bien doesn't lend itself to Mechila. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban has a whole different Pshat. We'll have to talk about it when we get to Daf Tezayin. So that's.
But there isn't. Does owe him. I mean, does owe her. If he, let's say, loses the ring.
The Ganav stole the ring from the girl, and they were engaged to get married.
And then he has to pay her, right?
And then he gives the ring to the girl. So, Ariyam Kodesh is with the ring. And he's giving it back, her ring that he stole from her. So, how was that a Matan Mois?
He's also giving her money. Or, he owes her the money. If he would have lost the ring, he would be mostly paying a tashlum for the ring.
Okay.
But besides the ring itself, there's the value that he owes her. So he's giving her the value also.
But he's not giving her anything. This ring always belonged to her.
The ring belonged to her.
And now he's just giving her back a ring. So where's the matan mos? Where's the matan mos? Matan mos, I have to give my money to you.
Suppose he loses the ring in the meantime.
If he loses the ring, a god of his chai bachrayis.
And that gives $100.
He owes her the money. That's
also,
like.
Also.
So how is that
not,
good?
That's not. That is not a mechila at the end because it's.
That would be better. Okay, that would be better. If he owes her the money, let's say, if he lost the ring and he owes her $100 for the ring, and he says, I owe you $100 for the ring, Hariyat Mukudeshusli, then when it makes sense, maybe she's mechel the chiyuv on $100 because she's engaged to him, she wants to marry him, either because they were engaged from before, because they're talking about getting married. He just got engaged to the girl. Now he says, I want to give you the ring, and she says, okay, I'll agree. So if he gives her $100 that he owes her, so you can say she's mechel the debt and she's accepting this as he's giving a matmos of $100. But if he gives her ring back, how can Rashi say she's mechel? Rashi writes on the last line in the Beis HaMinam, how can she be moichel a biyan? There's no mechila a biyan. So in the yeshivas they say she's moichel the chayvus hashava. A ganav has a chayv hashava. So whenever the chayv hashava is canceled, then the mele, the geneva, belongs to the ganav. That's how the Gemara has it in. The ganav is kind of bishinui. The ganav stole something. And it's nishtane ganav tleven asa ayel egel menasa shor. The ganav steals something, and it's nishtane. Or the ganav steals a sweater that has no color in it. Then he dyes it a color, or he steals a table and he paints it a certain color. So he painted a different color. So shinui is kind. So what kind of din is that shinui is kind? So the answer is because there's a thing that prevents the ganav from acquiring ownership of the geneva is the chayvus hashava. The chayvus hashava is in the end of parshas Vayikra. Beheshav is agzela asher gozal. The Gemara understands Asher Gozal, Kasher Gozal. Only if it's in the same state that it was originally when he stole it. Ke'en She Gozal. If it's Nishtana, then the Ganav doesn't have any Chiyav Hashav anymore. Whenever there's no Chiyav Hashav, so the Mele, the Ganav is Kaina. Whenever you steal something, the thing that prevents you from being Kaina is the Mitzvah Hashav. Whenever the Mitzvah Hashav disappears, why Shina Kaina? What kind of din is that Shina Kaina? Yes, Shina is not Kaina. Shina is a different Chavtze. Shin is a different chapter. The Gemara says whether Shina Kaina Ganav is the kind of Bishinu or not depends on the machlekes Bisilul Beishamai. They asked on Zayin Mechir Kelim. The pasuk says So they still hold gam shnei hem hem v'lo shinoyim. If I gave, let's say, chitim the esnana, and she grinds it up and she makes flour. I gave her grapes, anovim, she squeezes it out, she makes wine. So then a shinoy occurred. So then it's kosher la'akrova. Shinoy is not the, it's not the original chefza. It's a different chefza, so there's no psul of esnan zon. And Bishamai say, no, gam. Tarsa Hashem al-Kecha, gam shneim, gam the rabbi shinoyim. That the shinoy is the same chefza. The wine came from the grapes. And the flour came from the chitim, so it's all the same thing. They don't recognize shina. So the Gemara says the whole institution of shina kind of the whole end of Bava Kama. And Hagoyz on the Perik Meruba says 20 times if there's a shina the God of his kaina, it's only alivet beisila. Alivet beisham, shina is not kaina. What has it got to do over here? There's a pasuk. The answer is it's the same thing. It's not a din shina is kaina. The din is the mitzvah is just like the avera of losavias and zayin b'chir kelev, the psul only applies if it's the original chepta. If it's nishtana, it's a machlek, it's b'sil and b'shamay, where they consider it a different chepta. We paskin like b'sil, it's a different chepta. So too the mitzvahs and psulim, just like the psul of esna zayin b'chir kelev only applies on the original of b'sil, so too the mitzvah of the heshma is hagzeli only on the original, asher gozel. If it's nishtana, there's no longer a mitzvah. Whenever there's no mitzvah, so the memela the ganav is kind. So that's what Rashi means over here. Achilte she's moichal the chayvus hashove. Whenever there's no chayvus hashove, so memela the ganav is kind. So it's his ring. She agrees to whatever is necessary in order that the kedushin should be chal. The girl is engaged to him, and she's maskim to marry him. So he, when he stole the ring and he gives it back to her, she wants to marry him. We don't see that she backed out. No, I see that you're a ganav. I back out from the engagement. She didn't back out. She wants whatever is necessary in order that the kedushin should take effect. So what's necessary is she should be meichel. So since she's meichel, that's okay.
So when he loses the ring, there's also the same thing. When he loses the ring, there's also a fee for shavah. It's not different.
When he loses the ring and he's chayiv be'onsin, so that's easier to understand.
Oh, that's easier.
Yeah, that's easier. He owes her $100 for the ring, and then she's meichel the chov. And then when he gives her the $100, that's his $100, because the chov that the guy was chai beyond, and she was meichel that. But here the chiddush is mechila even works when it's the original ring is still the end, and the fella is there's no mechila in the end. So that's what the yeshivas they say. No, she's meichel the chayvus hashava. Whenever you meichel the chayvus hashava, so the meila the ganav is kind.
So in general, the
ganav
is
holding
the shinui because there's no longer a chayv hashava.
Right. Correct. Maybe we'll pick up on this tomorrow. There's a Gemara of whenever it's Kamlei B'Dirabbanan in Sanhedrin Dafayin Beis. Whenever it's Kamlei B'Dirabbanan, the God is not Chayiv B'Hashaveh, then the God of his Kaina. We'll do the Gemara in Sanhedrin. B'damim Kaninu.
I think Rabbi Nitz Yisrael is very close to the Yashar. He's the Asher Yashar. I think he asked you about Jastro. I don't know if you want.
What?
About Jastro. Oh, and he said that if you rip out the Hakdama, where he writes about his view of approach about that, like that.